بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن الا وانتم مسلمون صدق الله العظيم My most beloved brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Allah Rabbul Izzat has mentioned, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ Then, O believers, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how Allah ought to be feared. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much taqwa you must have, that amount that Allah should be feared. You must have that fear for Allah Rabbul Izzat. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, he mentioned in the tafsir of this verse that an youth, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ayyuta' fala yu'sa, Allah must be obeyed always and Allah must never be disobeyed. وَأَنْ يُذْكَرْ فَلَا يُنْسَى Allah must be remembered and Allah must never be forgotten. وَأَنْ يُشْكَرْ فَلَا يُكْفَرْ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must show our full gratitude to Him and we must never be ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the bounties that He has blessed us with. So we have to obey Allah, we have to remember Allah and show our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the meaning of اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ However, Mufassirin have mentioned, when this verse came down, that fear Allah, how Allah ought to be feared, فَشَقَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَىٰ أَصْحَابِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ Sahaba رضي الله عنهم اجمعين found it very, very difficult. And they began to see that which one of us has the strength and the ability to fear Allah, how much Allah should be feared. It's a very difficult, daunting task. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then sent down the verse, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ وَاسْمَعُوا وَأَطِيعُوا إِلَىٰ آخِرِ الْآيَةِ That obey, that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ to the best of your ability. In other words, a person cannot just have taqwa overnight, so much of taqwa, in which he is fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much Allah ought to be feared, But there is a build-up in this taqwa of the person. Like how in the month of Ramadan, the first day went past, second day, third day, fourth day, 1 week, 2 weeks, 15 days, half the month, then 20 days, and then the last 10 days, an entire month went past. It was a whole month in which a person gradually built up this barrier between himself and sins and disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taqwa, I explained before, comes from the word wiqaya. Wiqaya means a shield. A person is protecting himself from the enemy. He is using his shield. He is defending himself. He is covering himself. He is protecting himself from the swords, the arrows that are being shot at towards him. So like that, the person builds up this barrier, this shield between him and the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it happens gradually, to the best of man's ability. He makes a concerted effort. A gradual process takes place. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullahi Alayhi in Bayan al-Quran, under this verse is mentioned, دَلَّتْ عَلَى الْكِفَايَةِ عَلَى كِفَايَةِ التَّدَرُّجْ فِي الْإِصْلَاحِ وَالسُّلُوكِ That when a person becomes a salik, he is turning towards Allah, and we mentioned last week the importance of tazkiyah, purifying our soul. And we give ourselves into the hand of a spiritual mentor, an alim who is practicing on deen. So he will guide us towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a gradual process of tazkiyah that takes place. Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi alayhi from this verse, he deduced that islah and tazkiyah does not take place overnight. There is tadarruj. There is a gradual process. Sometimes the islah is an easy one for the person, for the murid to bring into his life. It's a simple matter, a simple instruction, it's easy to do, and the person does it, like how a person is sick, goes to the doctor, sometimes the medication is not bitter, in fact it's sweet, person enjoys it, or there's no side effects, and there's no difficulty in taking that medication. But sometimes the medication is very bitter, it's very hard to take it, to swallow it, or he has to go through some difficult diet. So then there is mashaqqat involved. That islah is difficult. The Shaykh understands the spiritual malady of the murid. Most of us, when we sit in a gathering of tazkiyah, then we just expect some magic to take place, and suddenly our tazkiyah is made, our hearts are purified, we become Allah walas. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got a process. A person has to go through mujahada, effort. He has to fight his nafs. He has to fight his passions, his egos, his whims, his fancies. It is pulling him towards a certain direction. It is pulling her towards some direction, towards evil, towards the disobedience of Allah. And if that barrier of taqwa is not built, if that barrier of taqwa is not formed, then very easily the person will just slip into that sin. And he won't feel any pain. But as I mentioned last week, you take baby steps towards Allah, Allah comes running towards you. When you make some genuine effort, you are sincere in your islah, your tazkiyah to take place. Now Allah Ta'ala makes a plan for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not only show you the way towards Him, but Allah holds you by your hand and takes you to your destination. Allah is so kind. Hidayat is in His hand. He is Al-Hadi. So in the process of islah, sometimes there is a difficult pill to swallow. The tazkiyah part, the Shaykh prescribes something hard, hard because the nafs does not want it. Sometimes a person is suffering from ego, some pride. He thinks that he's a very high, noble, very prominent person. He's a wealthy person. He's got pride in his heart. He's unable to look up at people. He looks down at people. He thinks of people to be inferior to him. So this is a spiritual malady and it has to be removed. So there is a process that is involved. He may hear the bayan on tawadu, but still he's got no humility. He may hear the bayan on pride, still there is pride and arrogance. So therefore, when he gives himself to the hands of a spiritual mentor, a genuine spiritual mentor, who will guide him, like ulama mentioned, that the murid should be like a mayyit at the hands of those giving in ghusl. Those giving in ghusl picks up the head. The mayyit doesn't say anything. No, don't pick up my head. It's dead. Picks up the hand. They pick up the leg. They turn it from one side to the other. Like that, the person who is genuine in seeking Allah, who gives himself to a sincere, genuine mentor, an alim who will guide him. Remember, the alim is not his murad. Allah is his murad. So Allah, the alim is going to guide him towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is his goal. Allah is his final destination. So, whatever will be prescribed to him, he has to accept it. Nowadays, the murids want to tell the sheikh what to do. They frown upon what sometimes what the sheikh is saying. They become the sheikh. The sheikh becomes a murid. Like the dead person telling the people giving ghusl, you do what I tell you to do. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali was busy one day, and a Nawab Sahib came. And Nawab now, the person is a very wealthy person. He's like the mayor of his town. And they used to have many Nawabs who were very, very pious also. But this particular Nawab came to take bay'at on the hands of Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali. So he brought with him his khadim, his attendant. And the attendant had a big tray of mitai on his head, carrying it on his head, walking behind his master, this Nawab Sahib. Khadim is walking behind him. The khadim has got this big tray of nice barfi and magarj and laddu and nice mitai. He's walking behind. It's quite heavy. He's holding it on his head. And the Nawab Sahib is walking front. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali saw this. Nawab Sahib makes salam. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali replies to the salam. He says, "Ji," he said, "I've come to take bayat to you." MashaAllah, sit down. And then he tells the Nawab, okay, now let the Khadim proceed with his work, let him return home, and you put the tree on your head. Nawab Sahib couldn't say no. He came to Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, Mujaddidul Millah. So the Nawab Sahib now is sitting with the tree on his head, in the presence of many people who were sitting there. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali didn't say anything, left him like that. The servant went back. He said, just now, I'll give you bayat, but I got some errands to do, I got some appointments, so let me finish all that work. What you do, you come with me. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali begins to walk. The Nawab Sahib behind Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali with this whole tray of sweetmeats on his head. Now he's walking. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali purposely walked in some gullies and some places in the marketplace on that particular day, which normally he won't go through. And there was a reason for this. Now as this Nawab Sahib is walking with a tray on his head, he never did this in his life. He's feeling embarrassed. His nafs, his egos, that was at one stage causing him to have pride and arrogance in him. Now people are looking, hey, but they call Nawab Sahib, Nawab Sahib. He's holding mitai on his head. All that happened for Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah, came to one place, finished his work. He said, boy, I got to go another place. He carries on until finally when he comes. By that time, the Nawab Sahib had realized his malady of pride and arrogance. And that small trip and errand with Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, just merely carrying that plate of mitai, now made kasar, it broke that nafs and ego in the heart of this Nawab Sahib. So now his islah, the process of islah had begun, and he was sincere. He wanted to take bayat to Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. Then Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah gave him bayat, made him his murid. But see the process involved, now tazkiyah takes place, because this was one way of taking out his pride. In those days, they would tell the person, go and clean the wudu khana. And the wudu khana is there in India, and it was not like so smart like ours, so sophisticated like ours. Sometimes you find there's some phlegm, some mucus, and they have to clean all that. Sometimes you tell the murid to go put the shoes of every person, all the musallis who have come. There were no shoe racks. They were just kept outside. Go and straighten all of them and keep them neat. Until when they do these type of jobs, they would break their nafs and pride. They would annihilate themselves. They would no longer have any pride. Now the road to tazkiyah became very, very easy. Now the taqwa came into their hearts. And that barrier, the taqwa, that wiqaya, the shield, was now being fortified. Now it became easy to remember Allah and not forget Allah. It was easy to obey Allah and never to disobey Allah. It is easy to be grateful to Allah and never to make na-shukri of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all of us have to develop in ourselves this barrier, form this barrier of taqwa between us and sins. In the dua, which is read after witr salat, Allahumma qsim lana min khashyatika ma tahulu bihi baynana wa bayna ma'asika. Allah, give us that amount of khashiyat, fear of you, that will intervene, will come as a barrier between us and sins. Give me so much of fear of you, that now I will refrain from sins. This barrier will come and stop me from committing sins and disobeying you. This is what we require in our life. This taqwa in our life. This wiqaya, this shield. This taqwa that will stop us from the disobedience of Allah Rabbul Izzat. As I said, mentioned, this process of islah and tazkiyah is not an overnight occasion or one majlis. It takes place our entire life. As long as we are sincere, we're making a concerted effort. Yes, when we slip, immediately we make amends. And until we don't do this, we'll be remaining in the same places as we started. In fact, sometime we may retrogress and we may go worse. Allah protect all of us. Allah give us the ability to make our tazkiyah and build in ourselves this taqwa that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so strongly emphasizes, that when a person has this taqwa in his life, then he gains the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you gain the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Dunya becomes yours, akhirat becomes yours. When Allah becomes pleased with you, وَرِضْوَانُ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. That's the greatest thing. That's the ultimate success. That is what we all aspiring, that my Allah must become pleased with me. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. يسعد الدرو الشريف. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه. الله 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 This Friday, we should increase our salawat, durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we have people making blasphemous statements again, our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the iman of a believer, that we defend our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we increase our salawat upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has mentioned, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. We have raised your name. Every adhan, ashadu an la ilaha illallah, ashadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. Kalima is not complete without Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. So we must emulate the life of Rasulullah. Bring Rasulullah's zindagi in our life, and we must increase our salawat upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And especially when people make blasphemous statements against our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we must show the beauty of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Explain to them how excellent his akhlaq was. Mankind has never seen a human being like that caliber, an exemplary character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Innaka la ala khuluqin. His external, his internal was absolutely beautiful. He was so compassionate. He had mercy for the entire mankind. He was sent as a mercy to mankind. These are things that we have to explain and educate the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. Allah forgive us all our sins, Ya Allah. Every single sin we committed, my Allah. Major sins, minor sins, knowingly, unknowingly, Ya Allah. In the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. You are غفار الذنوب, you are ستار العيوب. Ya Allah, هم كمزوري هم ضعيفي. I'm bimar hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us, guide us, protect us, my Allah. Ya Allah, make hifazat of our iman, our deen, my Allah. Our masajid, marakiz, madaris, our homes, our properties, our lives, my Allah. Give us aman and aman in our country, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us aman and aman in our country, my Allah. Protect us, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our izzat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make deen flourish, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us, give us taqwa, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us taqwa, my Allah. Make it be a barrier between us and sins and your disobedience, my Allah. Ya Allah, ab tu razi banja. Don't become naraz with us, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of a'mali saliha. Increase our iman. Make us have a strong iman. Make us do those things that will please you, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to shun all evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us barakat in our lives, my Allah. Give us barakat in our rozi, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib, my Allah. Give us plentiful. Make us use it and consume it correctly, my Allah. Help us to feed the poor and the needy, my Allah. Allah, give us sakhawat in our lives. Give us jood and karam in our lives. Don't make us become bakhil and stingy, my Allah. Allah, give us good akhlaq. Grant us the akhlaq of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Guide the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman. Chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us the sweetness of iman, the sweetness of your dhikr, sweetness of begging from you, sweetness of sajda, sweetness of your ibadah, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us mawt with iman, mawt in Madina Sharif, burial in Jannatul Baqi, grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Holy Kuthur water from Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, we've got different hajat and needs, my Allah. Fulfill all our hajat and needs. Ya Qadhi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham, farrij al-ham, mujib da'wati al-muttarrin idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhirah, wa rahimahuma, farhamna fi hajatina kulliha. فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا الله all those who are sick and ailing grant them shifa kamil ajil mustaqir daim Allah protect us from different illnesses and diseases my Allah Ya Allah, all those who are marhumin, Ya Allah, grant them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them, make the qabr, erodatum min riyadul jannah, a garden of the gardens of paradise. Don't make it become a hufratum min hufarin nar. Don't let it become a pit of jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the maghfirat, my Allah. Grant the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, our children, our grandchildren, our progeny. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha. أتقياء أبرار مقربين مقبولين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما الله حاضرين غائبين سبك دعاء قبول فرما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.